10:30, good morning from the Neil Prendeville Show, and good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well. I have a great fun, lovely morning, and I'm on my holidays.
Oh, fantastic. My wife always says to me, you should go back to university, you'd love it. Get yourself a degree or something. And my reaction is something along the lines of, get up the yard, I will ya. Never for me. It's impolite to ask a lady's age, but I'm willing to listen if you want to offer it.
Yeah, I'm 81.
81.
Yes. And I've just finished a full-time course out in Tremor Road with Shane Lehan on heritage and culture.
My God, 81. Never too old to study and to do fun things. Yes. Tell me your story, Annette.
From my childhood, is it?
Yeah, just briefly, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. No, I grew up on a farm down in West Cork. And we spent a lot of time out in the nature. My mother was a great believer in outdoors and outdoor activities and enjoying the outdoor. And we spent a lot of time out in the fields, picking flowers and walking in the rivers and lying in the fields, looking up at clouds and picking daisies and picking bluebells and cycling. And the big event of the year, of course, was the threshing machine. When the threshing machine came and all the neighbours gathered, It was a brilliant time.
Yeah, there was a sense of community back then that is often missing now. The mehl, if you like.
Yes. And there was also squirting back then.
What's that?
Squirting.
Oh, tell me about that.
Squirting is where the neighbours would all come in the evenings after the cows were milked, and they'd come in to visit, and they'd talk about, they'd come in to chat and sit around the fire.
Oh, a squirk.
Squeak.
Sorry, I didn't hear you properly there, yeah. I remember Squeaks. When I started on radio, there was one presenter in particular was doing Squeaks, sit around the fire, and he'd record the old stories. Do you remember in my father's time, was it Eamon Kelly?
Eamon Kelly, yes.
And that's where he'd give the... What was the name for those guys again? He'd go around telling stories.
I suppose storytellers.
There was an Irish name for it, though. It'll come to me. Okay. So now you obviously grew up in loving the outdoors and all it has to offer. Where did you find employment in those years? You would have been 20, back in the 50s, 60s?
I went to a national school in Trina, and my teacher got me to do an exam, and I was fortunate to get a scholarship to go up to school in Mayo, Gortler Abbey in Mayo, and I was never on a train before in my life, so I had to travel on a train to Mayo. It was lonely, but I really enjoyed the experience and made new friends. And then when I finished that school in Gortler Abbey, I did teacher training, and I spent all my life teaching special needs in Dublin and with Cope in Cork, and I loved working with the special needs. They were my best friends over the years.
That must have been very rewarding. The Shanachie was the word I was trying to think of, by the way. There was a lot of that in your day, I'd say, was there?
Oh, yeah.
So you were a teacher in Cope for many years, teaching kids with special needs. A very rewarding career. You say you loved it. And then did you move back west again then?
Yes, I went out to Skibbereen then. I got a position in the girls' primary school in Skibbereen to start up a unit for severe and profound children who were on wheelchairs, and they had to be helped to be fed and they couldn't walk or talk, and that was challenging. And there was a lovely new unit opened up there.
So, distinct from children with special needs, I think the word would be children with profound needs.
Yes, there were profound needs, in the Skibbereen school, St. Joseph's in Skibbereen.
Okay. Rewarding as well? Challenging, though, but rewarding?
Challenging, but rewarding, yes. It's just like the course I've just finished now with Shane Lehan, Heritage and Culture. It was a full-time course for a year, and it was challenging, but very rewarding and great fun, and I learned a lot, including stuff like PowerPoint and a lot of interesting.
You're doing PowerPoint presentations, are you?
Yes, and there was great help for people like me, and I had great fun working on the PowerPoint. We did projects on rabbits and and I did one on Desert Island Discs and others as well.
I used to love that program. That's where a star would come on and say, if you're stuck on a desert island, you know, give me the next 30 minutes or 60 minutes. I want your desert island songs, really, the songs you would choose to have with you if you were marooned on a desert island. But tell me more about the Irish folklore you learned about.
We went on field trips. I really enjoyed the field trips out there. We went to visit monuments and heritage sites and art galleries and museums. But the one that I enjoyed most of all was the one to St. Joseph's Cemetery, where we did field study out in St. Joseph's Cemetery. It sounds funny, also, but it was a brilliant experience, and I learned a lot, you know, about the monuments and about the people who put up the monuments and the people who died and their stories behind the monuments and the people who are buried there.
Mm. I'm trying to put my finger on the mental attitude, if you like, that our previous caller, Killian, and yourself, Annette, display, in that you always seem to be open to sponge more information into your brain and enjoy doing it and get value from doing it. But I think it's kind of starting from having a very solid, positive outlook in the first place, is it?
I suppose I had great parents, and we lived on a farm, and we were, I suppose, isolated, and we hadn't any books or television. We had a radio. But my mother was always encouraging me to learn, to look at plants and flowers, and she used to get magazines from neighbours and encouraged to read and to learn. And she always said she would have loved to go to secondary school, but back in those days, a woman had to leave national school and find herself a husband and get married. And she wanted me to kind of get further education. That's where it started, probably.
Okay, because in your day, if you like, it was not only frowned upon, but illegal for women in the civil service, for instance, to retain the job and have any ambition of getting married. It was a kind of a choice between one or the other, wasn't it?
It was, but unfortunately, I can't remember the date now that finished. That I was fortunate enough to be able to go and find myself a job. And a rewarding job, and an interest in everything around me.
And did you get married, have a family, and all that?
I did. Yeah, I did. I got married to my husband Brendan, and we have a lovely son Andrew, who lives in Roscarbery and works in Clonakilty. And I have, and he has two lovely, we have two lovely grandchildren, Ella and Patrick. And my son now has. He has a great interest in the outdoors and the nature and walking. And
I wonder why.
I wonder why.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you about one thing in particular. You're 81 years of age.
Yes.
And you're going around the country in a camper van.
I am. Oh, I am, yeah.
Tell me all about that.
Yeah, well, the camper van is like my first home, even though I live in a house here in Summerhill. But I love the camper van. And I love exploring the countryside. And this year now, I had a fantastic trip with a great friend of mine, Catherine. We went up to the Burren. It's my first trip every year up to the Burren to see the wildflowers in the Burren and to see the rocks and I love to see the bloody cranesbill and the orchids and the gentians and I went to visit a place this year I never saw before. A place called, I can't think of the name of it now.
Don't worry, it's like me and the Shanachie. It'll come back to you in a minute.
Yeah. But there's so many, even though I go to the Burren every year, there's still so many. Oh, the Flaggy Shore is the name of the place.
The Shaggy Shore.
Flaggy.
Flaggy.
Yeah, Flaggy Shore. It's near Kinvara. It's a little peninsula out there, and it's absolutely beautiful and wild and fantastic.
Kinvara is a lovely spot, isn't it? Yes. There's a lot of musicians and artists make their home in Kinvara.
Oh yes, and I love the Burren. And last year I had a fantastic trip down to Loophead in Tayre. I was never there before. You know, you think at 81 you'd have seen a lot of countryside in Ireland, but every year I can find new places to visit. And it just kind of blows my head to think that there's such beauty here in Ireland, you know, that, that I haven't seen yet.
And that you probably know Ireland at this stage more than most, you know, people who travel abroad for the, you know, for the majority of their holidays. We had a kind of a caravanning upbringing as well and saw a lot of Ireland that way. But it's impossible. There is so much to see and so much to do. I'm not sure if I've been to Loophead, but we've been around the area and a lot of the coastal places as well. I remember Concord landing in Shannon Airport, and we had the air traffic control monitoring radios and listening to all of the training going on. Concord, in and out, in and out, in and out, for days and days and weeks on end. And then I remember 20 years later, there was a big feature. Concord lands for the first time in Ireland. And I'm thinking, no, it didn't, because I was there and it landed 100 times. But, you never get to see all of the country. Have you been down around the Hookhead area in Waterford, Ireland's oldest lighthouse? Or the world's oldest lighthouse, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I have. Some years ago. Actually, something comes into my head now talking to you about when my son was small, we had a mobile home down in Skull. And we used to, one night every year, we would walk up Mount Gabriel on a starry, a moonlit night, some pals in the caravan site, and just pure magical to go up Mount Gabriel on a starry, moonlit night and sit at the top and watch the whole West Cork area. And we used to bring a little picnic, my son and his pals and their parents, their mothers.
That must be an incredible view. I've never been up there. Mount Gabriel is the one, in more modern times, it's got the two big white domes on the top. I think there's something to do with air traffic control as well.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Say
again? On a starry night, of course, because you'd have no light pollution. What would you say to other people of your age or older or younger about getting out there and, you know, grabbing life, as it were?
Oh, I think just go for it. Even where I am living here now in Summerhill, there are still walks. I love to go up to the Fox and Hounds, not to the pub now, but to the Fox and Hounds and park near there and go for a walk up into the hills behind the Fox and Hounds, or even go up Patrick's Hill, up to the barracks, up to Dillon's Cross and down. A good walk. And what I think is good is to go for a walk and just look at around you, not to have hearing things in your ears, you know, like your radio.
So
look and see.
Look and listen, And would you barrel away up Patrick's Hill yourself? Not a bother on you. Box of a cab.
Oh, I'd walk there about once or twice every week. Early in the morning now, not in the afternoon. I'd walk up Patrick's Hill, yes. And as different parts of the year, then you can see different wild flowers growing on the...
Yeah, you mentioned a friend of yours in the camper van. Do you predominantly travel on your own? And do you feel safe around the country?
No, I never travel on my own, no. No, I have like-minded pals who come with me who are interested in the outdoor and walks and exploring and having fun and having crack and just the simple life. Sometimes we park in caravan parks, or sometimes we park on piers and I suppose you call it wild camping, but at my age I would have a good idea of a place that's safe to park.
Yeah, there's a lovely place actually opposite Fountainstown Beach, down where Sean the Mauds used to be. It's quite hard to find, but deserted at night and absolutely lovely. You can see it's where the Fountainstown Creek, if you like, narrows in from the sea. Absolutely beautiful. Maybe one you should check out sometime. It's not too far away.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, as Mrs. Doubtfire might say, you're a hip old granny with an attitude. Well done to you.
Well, that sounds lovely. I must write that down.
Thank you. Annette, keep soldiering on. 81, travelling the length and breadth of the country in a camper van, just finished in Skull Stefan Avis studying folklore, and eager to see what else life has to offer. Well done.
And I passed my exams too.
And you passed. Well, I'll tell you what, to celebrate passing your exams, Why don't we offer you your choice of a family pass, a family outing? You can pick one of your choice and maybe bring the grandchildren along as well, okay?
Yeah.
So okay. One of the girls will be in touch and they'll offer you the full remit of the passes we have on offer. And you can choose something you think the grandchildren might like and bring them along there, okay?
Of course. Thank you very much. Lovely talking to you.
Well done, Annette. Lovely talking to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Bye.